Jane, age 10. She still wasn't sure about the mushrooms. They tasted okay. More interesting than meals, anyway. They filled her up real good. An owl said they were good for her, too. But making them into food was not a task Jane liked very much. Fixing Scrap was much better. But like Owl had said, she couldn't fix Scrap if she didn't fuel herself first. So, mushrooms. As she cut up that morning's handful of food, she wondered what other people ate. She wondered about other people a lot. Owl had explained that the planet they were on, which was still weird to think about, had lands on all sides of it, but the lands were separated by lots of water. The land on their side was where all the scrap went, and where all the factories were. There was more than just one. The land on the other side had cities. The cities were where the scrap came from. The people in the cities didn't like scrap or think about it much, but they liked stuff. And since they didn't talk to other humans or species, they couldn't get new stuff or materials to make new stuff. They'd already used up everything they dug out of the ground, Owl said. If they wanted new stuff, they had to make it out of old stuff. What do the other people on this planet do? Jane asked. I don't understand the question. What do you mean? Owl said. I mean, what do they do? If the girls on this side take care of the scrap, what do they do? Jane was still trying to figure out the point of a city, and of most things. The more questions she asked, the more questions she thought up. The same things people do everywhere, I suppose, Owl said. They learn things, make families, ask questions, see places. Do they know about us on this side? Do they know we're here? Yes. Not you and I specifically, but yes. Do they know about the mothers? Yes. They made them. They made the factories, too. And the girls. Why? Because they don't want to clean up their own messes. Jane thought about that. Why don't they just have the mothers clean up instead? Owl's eyes moved away from Jane. Because making girls is cheaper in the long run. What's cheaper? Jane asked. She turned the bits of mushrooms so she could chop them smaller. Cheaper is... It means it requires less materials. Machines like the mothers take a lot of kinds of metal that people here don't have much of. Girls are easier for them to make. Jane remembered her face smashing down, red and hot against the treadmill. A metal hand on the back of her neck. Are the other people on this planet bad? Owl was quiet. Jane looked up from her pile of mushrooms to the wall screen. Yes, Owl said. That's not a nice thing of me to say, but yes, they're bad people. She sighed. That was why my last crew came here. They wanted to change them. Change them into what? Owl's forehead crumpled up. I'll try to explain this as best I can. My last crew were two men, brothers. Yes, I'll explain about brothers later. They called themselves Gaiists, which are a type of people who believe humans shouldn't have left Earth. They go around the galaxy and try to convince humans to come back to the Sol system. Why? Because they think they're doing the right thing. It's complicated. Can we save that question for later? Jane brushed the mushroom pile together real tight, then picked her knife back up. Is it on your question list? I just added it. Okay. Anyway, the people here don't want to change. The city people, anyway. Those brothers should have known better, but they were doing what they believed in. She shook her head. They were kind people, but very foolish. What's foolish? a foolish person would reach into a machine without turning off the power. Jane frowned. That's stupid. Owl laughed. Yes, it is. Anyway, they were only with me a short time. They purchased the shuttle less than a standard before, but I mostly sat in the bay of their carrier ship. The carrier took them to the Han Foral Tunnel, which is the closest one to here. Took about 37 days to get from that tunnel to where we are now. Jane chopped the mushrooms smaller, smaller, smaller. The littler they were, easier on her stomach. When was that? About 5 years ago. Jane stopped chopping. She looked at the face in the wall. You've been here for 5 years? In the scrap? Yes. Jane tried to think about how long ago 5 years was. She was 10 now, so she was 5 when Owl had got to the planet. Jane couldn't remember being 5 very well, and in 5 more years, she'd be 15. 5 years was a lot. Were you sad? She asked. Yes. Yes, I was very sad. Owl smiled, but it was a weird kind of smile, like it was hard to do. But we're together now, and I'm not sad anymore. Jane stared at the mushroom bits, all purple and white and chewy. I'm still sad. I know, sweetheart, and that's okay. They had talked a lot about sad a few days before, after Jane had thrown a box of stuff at the wall for reasons she couldn't explain. She yelled at Owl a lot and said she wanted to go back to the factory, which she didn't really at all, so she didn't know why she'd said it. Then she'd cried again, which she was real tired of doing. She'd done a lot of bad behavior that day, but Owl hadn't been angry. Instead, she'd told Jane to come sit next to the wall screen by her bed, close as she could to Owl's face, and Owl made some music until Jane stopped crying. Owl said it was okay to be sad about 64 and about the bad things that had happened at the factory. She said that was a kind of sad that would never go away, but it would get easier. It hadn't gotten easier yet. Jane wished it would hurry up. She scooped up the mushroom bits into her hands and walked over to the stove. A stove was a hot thing you made food on. Owl could give it power now, ever since Jane had started cleaning off the outside of the ship, the hull. Now more of the coating on the hull could make power out of sunlight. Once Jane finished that task, Owl wouldn't have to choose which things worked and which things didn't. She could make a lot more things work now than she had at first. She could make the ship very warm and turn on all the lights inside. And the stove and the Stacy worked. The shower worked now, too, because Jane had filled up the water tanks. That had taken 6 days of dragging the water wagon back and forth, back and forth. It had been stupid and bad, and there had been dogs a couple of times. The weapon was such a good thing, but there was clean water now, and she didn't itch anymore, and the bathroom wasn't gross. That all was good. But between that and the 2 days she'd spent cleaning scrap off the ship, her arms and legs were real, real tired. She wasn't bleeding or broken or anything, but she hurt. She put a pan on the stove, dropped the mushrooms into it, and turned the stove on real low. She had to be careful doing that. Mushrooms weren't very good to eat without being cooked, but if she cooked them too hot, they'd stick to the pan, and they wouldn't be any good at all. She'd made that mistake the first time and wasted a whole bunch of them. With as much work as it took to bring mushrooms home and get them ready, she didn't want to waste any ever again. Jane had a thought she hadn't before. Did you have a crew before the two men? Owl had said she wasn't sad anymore, but she was now. Her face said so. Yes. The shuttle was owned by a couple on Mars. They used the ship for vacations, outer Sol system, mostly. The occasional tunnel hop. I was with them for 10 years. The mushrooms started to make hissing sounds. Jane tried to keep an eye on them, but she was worried about Owl. She'd never heard her sound so wrong. Did they get arrested, too? Oh, no. No, they sold the ship. They had 2 children, Mariko and Max. I watched them grow up in here, but after they became adults, the vacation stopped, and I guess their parents didn't need a shuttle anymore. Jane frowned, watching the mushrooms wiggle against the pan. Did you want to stay with them? Yes. Did they know that? I don't know. If they did, it wouldn't have mattered. That's not how the galaxy works. Why? Because AIs aren't people, Jane. You can't forget that about me. I'm not like you. Jane didn't understand why Owl being not like her would make her feelings not important. But the mushrooms were starting to get crispy around the edges, so she paid attention to that instead. It was easier than finding words. There was a sound, a tapping kind of sound. Jane turned her ear toward the ceiling. Owl, what is that? She turned off the stove. The mushrooms hissed quieter. The tapping got louder, like a bunch of little bolts falling onto the hull. It's nothing bad. Go up to the control room and I'll show you. Jane hurried out of the kitchen and did as told. Owl turned the view screen on and Jane did not understand. It was morning, but the sky was kind of dark. And there was... Owl, Jane said slowly. Why is there water falling out of the sky? That's called rain, Owl said. Don't worry, it's supposed to happen. The tapping got louder, louder. Everything outside was wet. She saw a few lizard birds. That was what Owl called the flying animals. She didn't know the right word for them. They flew down low, ducking into a scrap pile, shaking off their wings and tails to get the sky water off them. Nothing outside the factory made any sense. Not any sense. Jane, it'd be a good idea for you to push the water wagon outside, Owl said. With the drums open, they'll catch the rain that way. Is it good water? Jane wasn't sure about this rain thing. This was maybe the weirdest thing yet, and she'd seen a lot of weird things already. It's better than the water you brought back, for sure. It's probably not drinkable as it is, but it'll be easier to clean. But the tanks are already full. Pushing the water wagon outside meant going outside, into the rain. They won't always be. This way, when you need to top them up, you don't have to go all the way back to the water hole. You'll have a bit right here already. Jane took a deep breath. Okay. The rain was weird, and she didn't want to go into it. But her hurting legs and tired back made her think Owl's idea was better than one more trip to the water hole. Wait, she said. What am I supposed to do now? I don't understand the question. What do you mean? I mean today. I was going to finish cleaning the scrap off the hull. That was my task. Can I do that in the rain? The water was coming down very fast now, falling in great big lines. Yes, but I suggest staying inside today. The rain here can be quite heavy, and wet clothes aren't fun. Plus, wet scrap is slippery. I don't want you to fall. But, Jane started feeling wrong, I don't have another task. She needed a task. Without a task, her thoughts went places she didn't want them to go. She didn't want another bad behavior day. She wanted to be okay today. She wanted to be okay, and if she didn't have a task, then... I have an idea, Owl said. And actually, I think it would be a good idea even if it wasn't raining. Jane, you need a day off. Jane blinked. A day off of what? Of work. All human beings need to take a break from work sometimes. You need to let your body rest, and your mind, too. No. No, no, no. She needed a task. I don't want to do nothing, she said, remembering that first morning in bed, when she tried to just lie there, and the couple days after that, when she couldn't get out of bed at all, and it was a real, real bad time. That's not what I'm suggesting, Owl said. I've been going through my old files, and I found something I think might be fun. It's not a real task, but it will let you rest without doing nothing. Jane scrunched up her mouth. That sounded okay. I'll get it ready. I suggest eating your mushrooms before they get cold, then putting the wagon outside. Owl's face did a happy wiggle inside the screen. Oh, I hope you like it.